Fastline Auctions, the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions. Looking to list equipment? Fastline Auctions knows farmers, and farmers have trusted Fastline for their equipment needs for over 45 years. With unmatched digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs, they can find the right buyer for your equipment. Not to mention, they have the industry's lowest commission rates. If you're looking for equipment to buy, you can bid with confidence. No buyer premiums, no reserves, just integrity. Fastline Auctions, your trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective farm equipment auctions. Visit Fastline.com for more information. That's Fastline.com. Today's Ag Spotlight episode is sponsored by Coolers. Make every day a cool day for your cows. The Coolers system allows you to control the cow's environment 24/7. For more information, go to NorthAmericanAg.com and find them in the Industry Connect section. Hi, and welcome to the North American Ag Spotlight. I'm Chrissy Wozniak. My guest today has over 30 years of experience in representing agriculture's finest brands. He was international sales manager for Brandt Holdings Company. After that, was vice president and CEO of the Kloss dealer MiRTEC Harvest Center. And recently, he was chosen to lead the newly established and extremely innovative new dealership for AGCO called Ag Revolution. From Evansville, Indiana, I'd like to welcome Stacy Anthony. Welcome, Stacy, and thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Chrissy. Good morning. Thank you very much.
So can you tell me first about your background and your rich equipment experience?
Well, my background started on a corn, wheat, and soybean farm in southwest Kansas. And that operation still exists today, but it's ran by my mother and my brother. It includes a feedlot and a livestock cattle growing program. So that's where I began. That's where my roots are. And as I have had the opportunity to migrate into other opportunities throughout agriculture, I've lived in states including Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska, and spent most of my time, as you mentioned, with Brandt Holdings Company up in Fargo, North Dakota. And we had dealership locations throughout the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. And recently transitioned after that down to the Delta, lived in Memphis, Tennessee, and we helped Kloss and MiRTEC develop some Kloss dealerships throughout Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Missouri. And after that, I ran into some AGCO guys, and we developed a strong bond and a unique relationship through a unique set of circumstances. And when Ag Revolution became an idea on paper, we began to talk about that and strategically align. And I really found myself at home here at AGCO, and really appreciate the support, the vision, and the leadership that they've made and communicated to the market channel about the development of their brand and the go-to-market strategies for their dealer channel.
Yeah, that's amazing. So with that history and experience and with machinery, what is that bringing uniquely to the table for AGCO?
Well, I think as you look back at AGCO, you know, they were once recognized as the industry's consolidator, and they did that very well. And they consolidated a lot of brands. And through that consolidation process, they acquired a lot of top-notch quality brands of equipment, including Fendt. And as you see them formulate and a new leadership team take over now, you see them restructuring their company and really going to market with a brand strategy that's strong, that's increased in portfolio. If you take a look at the Fendt product brand just alone, that product brand now has a full line of row crop tractors in North America. It has a new Ideal combine, Fendt Ideal combine, that's making notices in the harvesting fields across North America. You'll see one of the industry's leading momentum planters that's got some of the highest level of technology that the industry's ever seen, equipped with precision planting components. And you'll see a new Fendt sprayer now being introduced that was introduced actually at Farm Progress and is now going to soon be on dealers' lots next year to be sold to retail customers. So it's exciting to see a company that's committed to a full portfolio brand of products. And they also have other great brands. You know, Massey Ferguson is known, well known in the compact utility lines and also for hay equipment. The Heston brand and some of those brands have been folded into Massey Ferguson, like White Planter and et cetera. So we really are excited that we have a full portfolio of products, and we're excited about the future and the leadership. And the desire to really stay close to our roots and get closer to the farmer.
Yeah, that's amazing. So what exactly is Egg Revolution and how is it different from other dealerships?
Well, Ag Revolution is different in a way that we are wholly owned by AGCO. So this is their communication to the community, the agricultural community, that they are invested in doing what it takes to build that level of assurance, credibility, and longevity and sustainability in the marketplace. And I think in the situation where there was an opportunity to come in and fill in a void, they really wanted to do two things. One is make that statement of confidence. And number two is learn more about how we can align with our customers. And so with that in place, that's exactly what's going on. Over the past 11 months, we've been communicating back and forth about best practices. How can we do it better? How can we align between manufacturer and distribution? And what can we do to really lower the arc of layers between manufacturing and the farmer who is in the field planting and harvesting the crops. And so it's been an amazing experience. We've done a lot of collaboration, and I think the tools in our toolbox that are current and about to be released are going to be cutting edge. They're going to be forward thinking, and I think they're going to be received with a warm embrace.
Wow. So what about growth plans? Are you expanding territory or are you staying in that central area?
You know, I think that's a popular question, and I guess we don't have an answer for that right now. What we do know is that the territory that we acquired in Indiana and Kentucky is a territory that was needed, and we're going to focus and develop on that. And if in the future there becomes other future opportunities, then I think we'll look at that one by one. But I think AGCO is encouraging its entire dealer network to grow and to develop and get stronger together. And so we'll see what happens in the future to come.
That's great. And what about the brand offering? Are there any plans in place to expand that?
Well, I think there's plans to continue to drive and get behind innovation, the current brands we have mm-hmm. with Benton Massey Ferguson. And I think that's going to be our focus. That's going to be our development go-to-market strategy. So that's what we're focusing on right now, is to make sure that we can support those products, make sure that they continue to perform well in the marketplace, and that they add value to the operator who has taken a chance to invest in them.
Right. Yeah. And so what about technology? Precision Ag's impact on production has been so incredible over the last decade, especially. So where do you see it going?
Well, I think it's here to stay. And I think mm-hmm. precision is definitely part of the future. I mean, it's something AGCO is deeply invested in. It's part of every farmer's growing platform. If you're not yet involved in precision, you want to be. And if you are, you want to continue to develop and grow in that area. So it is going to continue to drive and accelerate, not only in products, but in how dealers and manufacturers communicate. So yeah, it's very much front and center for us. It's a focus.
Right. Yeah. So what about the supply chain? How is that affecting you and your dealerships? And do you see an end in sight?
Well, we hope there's an end in sight. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're all caught off guard a little bit how deeply the supply chain was fractured. Yeah. I think if you take a look at January 2020, and we all kind of thought by, you know, midsummer 21, we'd be completely out of this. And here we're still suffering the deepest of the deep of supply chain fracturing. So mm-hmm. we're adjusting and we're continuing to figure out ways to service our customers and to meet and exceed expectations. But yeah, it's going to last longer than we thought. And what the end in sight, I don't know that we have an end date. But right now we are trying to manage the rest of 21, and we feel like we're still going to have to deal with some of these issues throughout the entire year of 2022.
Wow. Yeah. So in looking back over the last 2 years, what have you learned through the pandemic that will help, that was really an opportunity going forward?
Well, I think we learned that no matter how forward thinking you think you are, or how far you think you're skating in front of that puck, as the great Dwayne Gretzky would say, we weren't in front of it far enough, right? It's just hard to really plan your business. You know, we were used to planning 6, 8, 10, 12 months in advance, but now we're planning 24 and even longer. projection times to try to figure out where we need to be. So that's been the challenge. That's what we've learned. Now we've adapted to that, but it's really stretched our capacity to really manage that far ahead. And we're getting through it, but it's been a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on, I guess, on the consumer or the customer side, with everything going on from so many directions, supply chain, fuel increases, weather, inflation, what do you feel are the greatest challenges and opportunities facing the producer coming into 2021 and beyond, or 2022, sorry, and beyond?
Well, you know, I think the greatest things that they're talking about right now to us is the unknowns of where the input costs are going to be, whether it's fertilizer or potash or ammonia or NH3, whatever those fuel costs. I mean, they're all concerned about all of that. And I think they're trying to predict what that next bushel is going to cost, what that next acre of crop is going to cost to produce. And so although we feel like we've got a fairly bullish commodity price structure for the next 12 months, you know, it's all going to depend on where these inputs fall in at. And so that's what they're most concerned about right now. That's the wild card. That's the variable. And also not only just the price of it, but the availability and capacity of fertilizer and input. Yeah. So that's going to be the concern. And I think we'll find out more about that over the next 30 to 60 days as we start to see that come into fruition.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So really, they just need to be looking ahead and trying to make the best guess, I guess, like all of us, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so where can people find you?
Well, you can find us at agrev.com. That's our website. It's currently under construction development, but you'll find our credentials there. You'll find our locations there. You'll find the brands that we represent at agrev.com. We have six current locations, Henderson, Kentucky, Mayfield, Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Elizabethtown, Kentucky, Columbia, Kentucky, and Corydon, Indiana. So that's where our current stretch is right now. And or you can call us at 833-980-1544, and we'll get you to the right person.
Wonderful. And so I have one last question. What fires you up? What did God put you on this planet to accomplish?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think there's always an opportunity in business to do and be a part of something you love, a passion. And it's really easy to be passionate about agriculture. It's easy to be passionate about watching one generation to the next generation develop and grow and continue to feed the world. And at the same time, it's a great marketplace where you can develop relationships and impact and influence people in today and for tomorrow. And so that's the things we focus on is really being more than just an iron peddler. We want to be a company known for its roots of relationship. We want to be known for ease of doing business, but we really want to communicate that, you know, the heroes in our eyes are the people out there that see every sunrise and get every sunburn and see every sunset and just do it day in and day out. And that's the passion that drives us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So thank you so much for joining me today, Stacy. And there is a lot on the horizon. Looks like you guys have a great plan and of course, followed up by innovation and great products. Thank you to everyone who's watching or listening. If you want more information, the links are provided in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to our North American Ag Spotlight YouTube channel, Rumble channel. The podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Have a great day. Thanks so much for listening to today's Ag Spotlight episode, where we put the spotlight on people and companies doing great things for the agricultural industry. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcasting platform, and give us a 5-star review. You can also follow us on YouTube and Rumble to see the video version of Ag Spotlight. Also, head on over to NorthAmericanAg.com to subscribe to our Industry Connect update newsletter. If you're interested in advertising opportunities, email us at connect@NorthAmericanAg.com. Thanks for listening.